American Ground Radio, working to ensure that talk radio of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Listen wherever you get your podcasts and visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So, Jasmine Crockett.
Yes, congresswoman from Texas, now running for Senate from Texas as a Democrat.
She said some unspeakable, I guess, suggestions to the United States Supreme Court.
Have you listened to her interviews in a while? She does this all the time. All right, this is a woman who first ran on her education. She said, you know, I've been to college. I've got, you know, these great degrees
Let's tell folks
what happened.
And then
after she got into Congress, she went ghetto. And now she speaks as low as she possibly can. She uses cuss words all the time.
But,
she insults people. It's awful.
You're absolutely right. But let's explain what folks, what they need to know.
Okay.
Because, so what happened in Texas, a federal district court had previously blocked Texas's Republican-drawn congressional map.
Right.
The federal district court said the Republican drawn map, it's an unconstitutional racial gerrymander.
Okay.
Right. That ruling didn't end the case.
But by the way, that was clearly factually wrong. Texas did not draw their maps based on race. They drew it based on party affiliation. Now, Louisiana drew their maps based on race. And so Jasmine Crockett's apparently fine with that. But Texas absolutely did not draw their maps based on race.
Okay. But they drew this new map.
Yeah.
A federal district court said, you can't use that. You cannot use that.
Right.
And Texas asked the United States Supreme Court to intervene.
Well, first the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals intervened and they said, no, it's fine. And then it went to the Supreme Court.
Okay. But nevertheless, the Texas request of the United States Supreme Court to intervene here.
Mm-hmm.
Was granted. The Supreme Court responded today by issuing a stay. Mm-hmm. Now, a stay is not an endorsement. It is a procedural pause. So what it does is it preserves the status quo, or in this case, it allows the newly enacted map, the Republican-drawn congressional map,
right,
that the federal district court had previously blocked.
The one that's supposed to be used in primary elections happening in March, the first week of March.
And so the United States Supreme Court said, you know what, we're going to issue a stay on what that federal district court had issued in terms of the block,
mm-hmm,
and allow Texas to use the new map while all of these underlying legal questions are fully litigated.
Okay.
Courts do this all the time.
Supreme Court does this all the time.
And you know, elections are not theoretical exercises. They involve filing deadlines and ballots and voting machines and precincts and, you know.
And by the way, the Supreme Court has essentially done the same thing in neighboring Louisiana in a map that benefits the Democrats because it was drawn on race. The Supreme Court has not ruled in the Louisiana case, which likely means Louisiana is going to have to move forward for a second election cycle using the most gerrymandered map outside of Chicago in American history.
And Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett,
yes,
apparently is going to lose her district.
Well, she's not even running for it. She's running for Senate.
No, but basically this new map,
It's likely going to make
district
it,
away.
It's likely going to make it a Republican controlled district. It's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and mostly in the suburbs of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And yes, it will make it more likely for a Republican to take that seat. But Jasmine Crockett's running for Senate. You know, she thinks she can win state. What does she care about
she's
that
out
district?
Of politics.
She's not going to be in anymore.
She's going to be out of national politics at least this election
MS
cycle.
MS now will give her a seat.
But nevertheless, she went on social media.
Yeah.
She directed all these explicit profanities
yes.
at the United States Supreme Court, mm-hmm. you know, blaming the ruling for damaging her electoral prospects.
She's running for Senate. What do you mean it's damaging her electoral prospects?
And she's accusing Republican officials of basically, you know, manipulating the United States Supreme Court.
Now, you mean having the President of the United States appoint people to the
well,
Supreme
I mean,
Court
yeah, that kind of happens
and
by the
confirmed
Constitution.
By the Senate in the way that the Constitution
okay,
requires?
Okay, but let's back up just a minute. Criticizing court decisions.
That's fine. We
fair
do it all
game.
The time.
Judges are not infallible. Lawyers do it every day.
Yes.
Okay.
You and I do it almost every day.
That's what happens. But profanity
yes.
aimed at the United States Supreme Court is not a legal critique. It is political
no.
theater. And that's all she has. That is all that she has.
Real quick. Do you think you're going to get Clarence Thomas to change his mind if you call him the F word?
Any word.
Any cuss word.
Any expletive.
You throw any.
Or any derogatory
all,
term.
Do you
which
think
he has
there
been
is a,
called some of the most heinous
yeah.
derogatory terms, not only during his confirmation hearings.
But since then.
But since his.
And again, at this point, do you think there is a cuss word that has not been thrown at Clarence Thomas? Do you think you're going to win hearts and minds from people on the Supreme Court by doing that? No, you've got to change their mind through legal argument, through smart legal argument, which Jasmine Crockett has claimed she has a smart legal mind. If so, which class did you take? Is there a cussing out judges 101? Is there a class that you take on that?
I don't remember that one in law school, but maybe I missed it. Maybe it was an elective.
See, she's just not as smart as she claims to be.
I should have. I'm not real good with cussing.
Her behavior consistently demonstrates.
I could brush up on my cursing.
No, you're fine.
Could you help me with that?
Yeah, we're good. Her actions consistently demonstrate she is nowhere near as smart as she claims to be. It just over and over and over. Look at what she does and listen to how smart she claims to be and go, these two things don't match. These are two circles that do not overlap.
I'm having a premonition.
Okay.
I am having a premonition.
She's going to lose the Texas Senate race by the largest margin of anybody since the least Reconstruction?
Because you brought it up earlier.
Okay.
The state of Louisiana has a similar situation.
They do.
Before the United States Supreme Court, they have not ruled on it. They haven't issued an opinion. They have heard the arguments.
They heard the arguments back in the
but
fall.
Here's what I think's going on. I think the United States Supreme Court is going, they issued a stay.
In Texas,
because I believe they're going to pull out the big guns, figuratively speaking, with Louisiana.
I think they're going to overturn part of the Voting Rights Act, or at least the interpretation of the Voting Rights Act that requires minority-majority districts.
Exactly. So
I think federal, they're going to overturn that.
So this federal court judge's stay or blocking
right.
of the new congressional map in Texas
right.
is going to be a moot issue at that point. So why do they want to go ahead and basically rule on Texas's issue when they still have Louisiana's
to address? Supposed to precede it. But by the same token, I think the pragmatism of the Roberts Court is that they're not going to, they may not rule on the Louisiana issue until after Louisiana's primaries.
They might not.
They may not.
But
we only got a couple weeks left before Louisiana's
okay,
system has to move forward.
But let's be very clear here. The original map the redrawn map has not been overturned.
No.
The block on that map has not been overturned. The
and
Supreme
it likely
Court,
means 4 to 5 new Republican seats from the state of Texas.
So the Supreme Court's stay
yeah.
simply means that the judgment will not take effect yet. So that's still under, it's still being litigated.
It is.
So we'd want to be very clear that, you know, the United States Supreme Court has not overturned this map and agreed with the federal court. It's just said, hey, before that takes effect, let Texas have its elections.
We're going to move forward with the map that we got. We're going to dance with the map that brung us. Let's get to the top 3 things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Congress is working on a series of spending bills designed to avert a second government shutdown. The House is submitting a minibus bill that will cover funding for the Interior, Energy, Water, and Commerce, Justice, Science departments. The spending bills are slightly lower than current Biden-era spending levels and have bipartisan support. Democrats in the Senate are also sending signals they will support the spending measures, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he hopes to prevent a shutdown here in January, similar to the one that he caused last fall.
What do you think about that?
I think the Democrats realized they lost the government shutdown, that it made them look dumb, that it might have gotten them some headlines, but it got them no progress. And they at least try not to double down on stupid, which is an improvement for that party. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa died this week. LaMalfa had represented the 1st Congressional District in California since 2013. He apparently suffered a heart attack and an aneurysm during an emergency surgery procedure. His death decreases the Republican majority in the House down to 218 Republicans to 213 Democrats, with Thomas Massey often voting with the Democrats, and reports that 80-year-old Republican Jim Baird was hospitalized after a car wreck this week. The balance of power in the House is effectively down to 216. Versus 214.
I think we need to pray for the Republicans in the House to keep them safe,
yeah,
and to keep them healthy, yeah, in 2026.
Especially since Marjorie Taylor Greene decided to take all of her toys and go home because she wasn't getting her way.
And certainly our condolences, I'm sorry.
To the LaMalfa family.
Absolutely.
Yes. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Karen Bennett has been indicted. She's a former Georgia state lawmaker charged with COVID relief fraud. Democrat state rep Karen Bennett announced in December that she was resigning her position in the Georgia House effective January 1st. Trump administration is accusing her of stealing nearly $14,000 in unemployment benefits. Bennett said in filings for those unemployment benefits that she was not able to get work as a home physical therapist with her company Metro Therapy due to COVID lockdowns. However, the COVID restrictions in Georgia did not stop her from doing that work, and that made her ineligible for COVID unemployment benefits. Bennett pled not guilty to those charges.
All right, so she stole benefits.
Allegedly.
Allegedly in the state of Georgia.
Right.
Who stole the 315,000 votes
in Georgia?
Georgia? Yeah.
That would be Biden. And helped him become president. That's an interesting story. We'll be back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Louis R. Avalone.
So apparently President Trump,
yeah,
last year spoke more than 2.57 million words at events where his remarks were transcribed.
Okay.
He interacted with the press 74% of the time.
Yeah, so as he's having a press conference or as he's talking, going, he's actually answering questions from the press 74% of the time that he's out in public.
He is, in fact, as the White House is claiming, mm-hmm. that he is, in fact, the most accessible president
right.
in American history.
That's right. And he'll take questions from even people that he knows are fake news. Now, he'll make them look silly if they ask silly questions. But, yeah, he's going to answer the questions. He's going to do the job, and more so than any president in American history. That's a fact.
It is remarkable. And what it tells you is that Trump is doing something that really terrifies the modern political class.
Which is?
He's dominating the bandwidth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's done that since 2015.
But he's getting his message out there.
Very
he's
much so.
Not letting other people tell his story or the story of the American people. He's not allowing the corrupt, the fake news folks to rewrite the stories of what is actually happening in this country.
And I think to a large degree, President Trump has neutered a large section of the deep state. Because one of the things you're not seeing this time around that you did see in his first administration is a whole mess of every single day fake news coming out citing anonymous sources inside the administration. We've had a couple this year, but we haven't had a whole bunch. And the few stories that were citing anonymous sources from inside the Trump White House have all been demonstrated to be completely wrong very rapidly. So you're not getting the deep state able to fight back against Trump in this administration as they were his first 4 years in office.
So it's this is data from the White House Office of Stenography.
Right.
They said he spoke 2.57 million words, and that's just at events where his speeches were transcribed. Now,
and 15% of those words were the word great.
Possibly. Or the best,
right? I don't
right?
know, that's what I heard some people saying.
But just to put this in perspective, that is the equivalent, that 2.57 million words spoken,
yeah.
is the equivalent of reading J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yes.
33.5 times.
Well, that's about as many times as my son's read that book.
33.5?
Almost.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he wouldn't have stopped at 0.5, so he's at least at 34. This might be real news. He's read that book a lot. Okay. That's
we'll
a
go,
lot of words.
We'll go with that.
All right. Well, we got a question for American mamas. Dear mamas, have we underestimated how good social skills are important for today's society?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama, mama.
I told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
Joining us now are American mamas, Terry Nettaville and Kimberly Burleson. My daughter does have Tourette's, but she tries to hide it. When she was taking her ACT, we did get some exceptions. We made sure they knew yeah. she had Tourette's, and that created, so she got some exceptions when she got to take the test. But the reason we did that was so that her outbursts wouldn't affect other students, not so that she necessarily would get an advantage from it, but we didn't want her messing up other people taking the mm-hmm. ACT if she happened to have a bunch of outbursts and a bunch of tics going on. But she's commented that it seems like pretty much everyone she knows says, oh, I've got a tic disorder, when they don't.
Right. Well, that, I mean, what she has sounds like it truly is something that you would
is.
Need some exceptions for.
Yeah.
But I watched this news piece, and it was talking about Ivy League students and how they're abusing the disability status.
Okay.
So
Ivy League students.
I'm
These
talking
supposed to be the best of the best.
Yeah. Harvard, Brown, Stanford. But they were saying that 38% of Stanford students claim to have a disability.
38%.
And with this status, if you get this disability status, that means that you have exemptions from being called on by the professor. You can bring your mom to class. You can have extended time for exams. You can have access to distraction-free environments. And you can use otherwise prohibited technology.
I'm pretty sure if I had brought my mom to class, that would have given me a tic disorder.
I think. Absolutely. I just feel like we are creating this weak generation they're so weak. It feels like they're looking for a hand, and that's not everybody. There's always exceptions.
But you got 38% saying they've got some kind of a disability, and they get special benefit for having the disability.
Yeah. Do they share that on their resume later? You know, when they're trying to get a job, do they share that, or is it suddenly gone whenever they're looking for a job? You know, I'm so grossed out by this kind of thinking, this weak, hand me, give me, lift me. It's always what others can do for them and never what they can do for themselves.
Well, it's probably for them more like, you know how millionaires find the little tax breaks, the loopholes to get ahead?
It's like a loophole.
It's like they feel like they are working the system.
Yeah.
Well, if y'all are going to have this in place, then I'm going to say I have ADHD, which is going to let me have 30 minutes longer on a test. They've figured out a way. I think if every student knew that, but you have to have a medical, I think you have to have the medical excuse. You have to have a doctor that actually says that you have this.
That's not hard to find.
Yeah, that's true. So I really think that's what this is more about than them becoming weak.
So that's a whole different way to look at it. But I think about our grandparents' generation, the greatest generation.
Yeah.
Do you think they didn't even want to get on welfare? So you're saying, well, if you create it, then I'm going to take it.
Yes.
My grandfather had polio as a child. And walked with a limp his entire life. He served in World War II.
Of course he did.
When he had a limp.
Yes.
I mean,
that was the greatest.
There
generation.
Was so much more pride.
Yeah.
There was pride in yourself and pride in how you presented yourself. And that's what I'm not seeing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Terry, my favorite phrase you've ever said, and I quote this to people all the time. Victimhood is their beauty mark.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that part of what this is?
100%.
That they think that what makes themselves special is a disability of some kind?
Well, yeah, because they've learned that. That's what society has taught them in the last 8 years. Whereas the greatest generation, our maternal grandmother lost her husband when she was 39. She had 4 children. She refused to use government funds and got 3 jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, she made their clothes. It was like a pride thing. She wanted her children to learn that no, you figure out a way with 4 little kids.
Yeah.
This generation, they've been taught, hey, the bigger your victim story, the better chances you'll get to get on this show to win that, you know, American Idol, but the other one. Or like, that has to be part of the narrative because when the show, that brings in the numbers.
Mm.
So that's what they've been taught. It's just the wrong way.
It is the wrong way. I saw yesterday a reel, this lady, she was in the parking lot. She found a receipt on the ground at Walmart and it hadn't been drawn through. And she went back into the store. She got everything that was on that list. And then she got through free showing her receipt of all those things. And she said, look what I got. God is so good.
Oh, no, God doesn't teach you to steal.
Absolutely. Yeah. But she, in her mind, felt like, hey, this is the system that exists. This is, I got a freebie. And then the comments were like, that's what they get. They didn't go through it before. I thought, what is wrong right now?
Wow.
I know.
I think the thing that's most disturbing to me about this is that these are supposed to be the brightest of this entire generation. If you're at Harvard, if you're at Brown, if you're at Columbia, you're supposed to be the cream of the crop.
Oh, unless you're anymore. Just connected. You know, they are. Yeah. They have to be intelligent. They have to be highly intelligent. But a lot of it we've learned who their parents are. Yeah. There's a lot of, you have to be connected.
But intelligence without ethics is dangerous.
It is.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettaville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look. And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside. Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care? Read page 91. How do you fix Social Security? Read page 77. How do you improve education for the next generation? Read page 103. America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I can understand how some folks say, well, you know, the rich just keep getting richer.
Okay.
I mean,
some of the rich do.
Well, no, I mean.
I mean, some people who are rich keep getting richer. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think if you're doing things correctly, I mean, whatever it is, the successful tend to attract more success.
I mean, Elon Musk is pretty rich, and he's about to be the richest man, at least since Mansa Musa, in world history. I mean, he's going to be the world's first trillionaire.
And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes the most talented, mm-hmm. sometimes the, I don't know, the best candidate or mm-hmm. the best choice for a particular position or opportunity isn't the one that's chosen.
That's true.
And yet, They get all the spoils, right? I mean, sometimes...
Wait. The best and brightest and smartest who aren't chosen are the ones who get all the spoils?
No. I mean, the folks sometimes uh-huh. who are in these positions of power or in great authority,
right.
I mean, they're not the best or the brightest or the smartest is what I'm saying.
And yet they continue to be successful.
Now, I mention all of this because former president Joe Biden is preparing to receive the largest presidential pension in American history, an eye-popping $417,000 per year, fully funded by the United States taxpayers. Now, let that sink in.
Okay.
The annual pension is more than the $400,000 salary that he earned while the auto pin was serving as president.
Is that because of, it's added on with his time from being in the Senate and his time being vice president, yeah, added on to his time being in president?
Basically, the longer you stay in Washington,
the bigger your
pension, the more the system rewards you.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Joe Biden has actually served in office in Washington longer than any other president in American history. Am I wrong on that?
No, absolutely.
I mean, FDR was in the White House for he was elected to 4 terms, served a little bit more than 3 terms before his death, but even he didn't spend as much time in Washington as Joe Biden.
And here's what's so offensive about all of this is that the average American who retires on Social Security,
yes,
collects about $22,000 a year.
Okay.
Maybe a 401k if they were lucky to work somewhere long enough that offered one, and if inflation hadn't already destroyed it.
Okay.
So many Americans are delaying retirement into their late 60s and 70s because they simply can't afford to stop working.
Right.
And yet the most incompetent, corrupt president of the United States, Joe Biden, gets to set his sail and collect $417,000 of your money, of your money. And that's what that's where I was going with. Sometimes the best and the brightest aren't the ones getting the greatest paycheck, for example, or getting the greatest opportunities. Sometimes it's people as dumb, as feckless. You used the word feckless earlier.
I did.
Apparently, it's a very popular word around here. So I throw that in. But yeah, nevertheless.
But his presidential library is going to be about the size of his garage. So it'll balance out. Don't worry about it.
With all those classified documents, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump's going to have a much larger, better retirement. Donald Trump's going to have a much larger presidential library. Look, this comparison game, it's a great way to get you all upset on things.
No, but $417,000 a year.
I get it, but don't
pile
up.
People are struggling.
No, I get that.
People are working because they can't afford to retire. And here you got this guy that has stolen millions of dollars from the American people already, and we just keep giving him more.
Yeah, I get it, but you'd have to completely change the
laws. No, I understand. Nothing we could do about it.
He's going to blow through it. He's going to give it to Hunter, and Hunter's going to snort it. It's fine. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
So New York City is the only major U.S. city that now has a socialist mayor. Seattle, Washington elected socialist mayor Katie Wilson. Wilson was sworn into office on Friday of last week. And as a result, the first major policy change of her socialist administration is now going into effect. And it's going to be horrible for the people of Seattle. Seattle Police Chief Sean Barnes sent an email to the staff of the Seattle Police Department. He was announcing a new policy. Quote, I want to inform everyone of an important update from the city attorney's office. Effective immediately, all charges related to drug possession and/or drug use will be diverted from prosecution to the LEAD program. All instances of drug use or possession will be referred to Law Enforced Assisted Diversion LEAD, a program designed to redirect low-level offenders in King County from the criminal justice system to supportive social services.
Social services. What does that mean? What does that mean? They get to go to a social worker who determines their fate instead of a court of law?
They're going to suggest.
Oh, suggest.
They're going
to
suggest that you go to group therapy or something. So if you're shooting up heroin in public in Seattle now, the police are not going to arrest you.
If you're shooting up heroin?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll suggest that you go to a group therapy program, you know, if you have time and you can get around to it. They might arrest you if you shoot up heroin directly underneath the Space Needle in front of kids and tourists. But maybe not. This is a horrible idea. And that's not my opinion. It's actually recent history. You see, Washington State Supreme Court actually made this same move back in 2021. Essentially, the Supreme Court ruled that all drug use in Washington State was legal. And after they did that, overdose deaths skyrocketed. More than 1,000 people overdosed just on the streets of Seattle in 2023. That number dropped to around 800 in 2024. So you have nearly 2,000 dead drug users in just 2 years, in just one city in Washington State after the Supreme Court made their ruling. This has been done before, in Seattle in particular, and it led to the deaths of nearly 2,000 people within 2 years. That is not good news.
Okay, but, you know, socialism,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Why does it thrive on an absence of law and order, of enforcing the law? Because, see, and I have a theory on that.
Okay.
I think when law and order works,
yeah,
I think the socialist story collapses. Because if crime goes down,
yeah,
they can't blame capitalism.
Well, you don't need the government. If people are able to actually go through their lives and live their lives and be successful, and you don't have a whole bunch of criminals coming around stealing what it is you've worked hard for, and criminals creating poverty, pockets of poverty, then you don't have as big a poverty problem.
Well,
and so you don't get to say, well, the government's got to come in and solve our poverty problem with socialism.
Well, then you have the narrative that, you know, poverty causes crime.
It's the other way around. Crime causes poverty. And after the state Supreme Court decision, the legislature quickly created new laws to reban drug use in the state, in part because of the effects of legalizing those drugs are so destructive to life in Washington. And now the police officers in Seattle who received the email know the policy is a bad one. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Mike Sloan came out publicly criticized the change, saying the recent naive, ignorant political decision to not arrest offenders for open drug use in the city of Seattle is horrifically dangerous and will create more death and societal decay. He's right on this.
Well, but the other part of this that folks don't maybe realize is that law and order protects the poor.
Yes.
And working class far more than the wealthy.
Right, because the wealthy can afford their own security.
Well, they live behind, you know,
gated
communities. They can hire private security.
Right.
And they can move. They can just pick up and move when the neighborhoods collapse. Working people don't have that luxury.
This new policy from socialist Mayor Katie Wilson is doomed to fail and will lead to more deaths and destruction because it has already failed and led to death and destruction in the recent past in Seattle. But this is the main problem with socialists. They ignore history and they ignore reality. Socialism has never worked to improve the lives of people or increase the sense of community within society. It has always failed, and the socialists refuse to learn that lesson.
They just want to make you a victim and keep you a victim.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua HealthShare is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua HealthShare.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louisar Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't change that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, the truth of the story in Venezuela
is
that Democrats in our country have publicly said they wanted Maduro removed for years.
Sure.
They have criticized his brutal authoritarian rule. They said Venezuela needs to change. The Biden administration even offered millions of dollars as a reward for information leading to his arrest. At one point, the United States raised that bounty to $50 million in 2025. Yet the moment...
Well, Donald Trump raised the bounty.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean...
Not Democrats.
Not Democrats.
Biden raised it from $15 million to $25 million. So Biden was claiming...
Right.
There's video of Chuck Schumer saying Donald Trump's feckless because he hasn't been able to remove Maduro.
But yet, the moment that Donald Trump and this great country... The United States of America,
our military men and women,
took decisive action to capture Maduro, to bring him to justice. Dozens of Democrats, more than dozens, actually, I think hundreds at this point, they've just lost their minds.
Yeah.
I mean, they have criticized the operation as unlawful, as politically motivated, that, you know, somehow President Trump is trying to distract folks from the Epstein files.
You wanted Maduro removed from office. You put a $25 million bounty on his head. So when he's removed from office, you're like, well, not that way. How did you expect Maduro was going to be removed from office? How did you expect Maduro was going to be arrested? Did you think that you could just send a couple of FBI agents? You think you could send just Mulder and Scully down to Caracas and say, hey, we have a warrant? No, that it wasn't ever going to work. How did you think this was going to happen?
Coffee. Invite him for a coffee.
Just invite him for a coffee.
Invite him for a coffee.
Invite him for a coffee.
But you know what? We're talking about Democrats here, but John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Once again, the only Democrat making any sense.
He continues to go against the grain of the Democrat Party, and he says, you know what? This makes sense.
How is it?
And he called out his own party for the hypocrisy that has defined their reaction to President Trump's action in Venezuela.
How is it that the only Democrat in the United States of America who makes any sense on a consistent basis is the one who literally has brain damage? He had a stroke
and no fashion.
Still has
and no
effects
fashion
from
sense.
That. He's got no fashion sense. He's literally has brain damage, and yet he is the only Democrat in America who makes any sense at all.
You know, I mean, and some folks would say, you know what, I'd rather have a Democrat that makes sense, that wears a
hoodie.
A sweatshirt, you know, with a hoodie on it.
Than the well-dressed morons we normally
have. To the inauguration of the President of the United States like he did with Trump.
Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades, the future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Okay, this doesn't sound like a bright spot starting off. But 111 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2025. That is 111 too many. It also happens to be the fewest number of officers who died in the line of duty in more than 80 years. And that's the bright spot. According to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, the 111 on-duty deaths in 2025 was a 25% drop from the number we experienced in 2024. Let me read to you from the Center Square. Quote, this encouraging downward trend in fatalities likely reflects the continued adoption of proven best practices by police, sheriff, and corrections agencies, as well as a growing emphasis on the physical and psychological health of the men and women who work to keep our communities safe, National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund CEO Bill Alexander says. This is also a massive drop in the number of police officer deaths from during the height of the Biden administration, when 677 officers were killed on duty in 2021. Six times as many officers died in 2021 on duty as did last year.
You see, we say it on the show, and for different reasons, we say words matter.
Yes.
And when it comes from the top, the leadership sets the tone with their words.
Right.
The Biden administration, the tone they set was that law enforcement was expendable.
The cops were the ones who were wrong.
Exactly. And it resonates.
Yeah.
So that's why we say words do matter. But under this administration, under the Trump administration, they're not playing around. They're not playing around. And I think these numbers reflect the fact that those criminals who might otherwise have taken a chance to take a shot at a law enforcement officer.
Right.
Ain't willing to do that anymore.
Exactly. Whereas under the Biden administration, when the Democrats were kneeling and saying, you know, the police are the problem, people were basically just given, well, here, why don't you go shoot a whole bunch of cops? You can do that. Here's another bright spot. Most of the on-duty officer deaths this last year were not from gunfights with criminals. 44 of the 111 deaths were committed with guns. 34, though, were traffic-related, and 33 were listed as other, which would have included health-related problems, not criminal attacks on peace officers. So again, I mean, yes, you still have peace officers die in the line of duty, but I would rather have someone die from a heart attack on duty than from, you know, a shootout in the streets. It shows that
natural causes.
It's more natural causes. Everybody's going to die from something, right? And it would rather be a natural cause, even if it's on duty. Likely, ideally, we would like to see the number of officers killed in the line of duty down to zero.
Well,
but I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the United States of America. But to have the fewest number of on-duty deaths since World War II, when our population is twice as large as it was in World War II, that is a bright spot we're celebrating.
Well, we just need to remember, and here's the truth that we can't escape, that thin blue line, without it, everything collapses. And so we say thank you to our law enforcement, not just with our words, but with our support and our prayers.
And leadership matters. And when the Republican Party, who's in power, says we back the blue, that saves lives.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100. 800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, today is January the 6th.
Yeah.
And of course, for a lot of...
It's a day that will live in infamy.
Will it?
No, that was December 7th.
Yeah, no. But, you know, with the latest revelations in terms of...
About what happened in Georgia?
No. Oh, you mean in terms of the 315,000 votes that were miscounted?
That were miscounted, that should not have been counted, that were counted in Georgia?
No. What I'm talking about is, you know, the revelation that the FBI had plainclothes agents
in the crowd on January 6th. Yeah, and we still don't know how many, and we don't know what they did. We do know that all of the people that were convicted for crimes on January 6th had their constitutional rights violated because the government had evidence and video camera evidence of what happened on January 6th, and that was never provided to the council for any January 6th defender.
And I know
that's a violation of their constitutional rights.
And you know, there's a lot of folks that say he did this and he did that.
Donald Trump. Watch the whole tape.
No, it's true. But, you're absolutely right. And Nancy Pelosi, again, she declined National Guard troops. President Trump offered to send National Guard troops
asked,
to protect.
Requested, not offered, requested.
And he was denied. Now, he could have insisted,
by
course.
Nancy Pelosi, he was denied.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, today, I think the January 6th narrative is fading with time.
Yeah, we got to say whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Glenda Aiken began working at Westmoreland High School in Tennessee back in 1965. She started off as a teacher and eventually transitioned to be the school's librarian. Glenda is still there, showing up at Westmoreland High School 61 years later. She's never worked anywhere else. Glenda has worked at Westmoreland so long, she's seen one of her former students grow up to be a teacher and colleague with her at Westmoreland and then retire, all while Glenda has continued working. And now, at 84 years old, she's become a world record holder for the longest time teaching at the same school. Glenda was asked about it as she was given a Guinness Book of World Records plaque. She said, "I loved my job. I didn't mind getting up and going to school every day."
It sounded like it was more a ministry than a job.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.